been there's St Valentine's Day this week. I'm doing a nice little romantic set of love songs.
No introduction to the show as a whole.
Oh well, what do you want as the show as a whole?
It's speechless. No,
it's
Thursday. I don't actually know what the date is. I think it's February.
It's the 16th of February.
More importantly, this is the Pitchless Industries 23rd radio show.
Oh yeah, that's good.
On LFM. Yeah, so we want 23 listeners. What?
At least 23 listeners. That's what we're going
for. There was five of you out there before we even started. Which
so yeah, that's always promising. Always
start.
Promising.
Big up the listeners. Yeah, in the studio we've got Belligerent here, about to play an interesting set. I'll let him explain.
I'll just have.
Bad Sector's here, running around, cabling things. And Honey Badger will be later with a set of something special.
And Mark P's playing as well.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to give you some Blighty Hardcore at some point.
So we're going to start the night off with Mindsex by... who is it by? I should know. It's by Dead Prez. Yeah.
For some mindsets, we ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Pardon me, love, but you seem like my type. What you doing tonight? You should stop by the site. We could roll some weed, play some records and talk. I got a fly spot downtown Brooklyn, New York. Now I know you think I wanna fuck, no doubt. But tonight we try a different route. How about we start with a salad? Fresh bed of lettuce with croutons. Later we could play a game of chess on the futon. See, I ain't got to get in your blast. It's your eye contact that be getting me aroused. When you show me your mind and make me wanna show you mine. Reflecting my light when it shines. Just taking our time before the night's through. We could get physical too. I ain't trying to say I don't wanna fuck, cause I do, but for me, boo, making love is just as much mental. I like to know what I'm getting into. See, we could have mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. About mindsets.
Before we make love, baby, baby. African princess, tell me your interests. Wait, let me guess, boo, you probably like poetry. Here's a little something I jotted down in case I spotted you around. So let me take this opportunity. Would you share a moment with me over herbal tea? Take a walk verbally, make a bond certainly. Cause in my hand, I bet your hand fit perfectly. And it's like we floating out in space when you flirting with me. Come on, a little foreplay don't hurt. Imagine my chest under this shirt. Your ass and your shirt is like walking the hot sands and finding an oasis. Opposites attract, that's the basis. Sex is like the wind that separates the yin from the yang. The balance that means complete change. My aim is to touch you in a delicate spot. And once we get it started, I ain't trying to stop. But first we have mindsets.
We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibrations. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindsets. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibrations. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Mindsets.
She smiles, I smile. She walks, no, she glides softly by me, changing night into day. She opens her mouth to speak, and soul sounds ring in my head. She speaks, and I want to dance to her rhythm. She moves ever so gently, increasing my desires. Desires to place my arms around her waist and hold and squeeze her to me. I want to melt into her body and discover the base of her warmth. Her beautiful black body that no human mind could ever conceive. She's love, she's truth, she's real.
As real as the stars that shine in the heavens, as real as the sun that bathes her body, as real as the moon that glows and the birds that sing and the rose that blossoms in spring, for she is that rose, and not just any rose. Oh, but a black rose that stands taller and stronger than any other plant, a black rose that stands as creator of nations, a black rose that never loses her petals and blossoms all year round. Black rose, sweet rose, thornless rose, eternal rose. Please look my way.
And that was Mindsex. And next we have from Exceptional Tempest, The Cat. Coming up in a wee while.
Black rose.
Central the Tempest, stirring up the water, yo. Yo, crooked man on the beat, yo. Darkness that swallows up my happy thoughts creeps around inside of my capillaries. It's coming close to killing me. I lose myself in similes and metaphors, soliloquies. Forget the flaws of those before humanity is doomed. They wrote it on the walls before the Mayans were abolished. History is touched and polished, altered, changed. That's why I abstain from putting too much of my belief in any one thing at all. But without trust, can you have peace? I talk about the darkness, sends its shadows through the street where I stand. Salute the full moon with sweet blood upon my teeth. Look around me, see the grief that marks the footsteps of mankind. They walk rejected, preparing themselves for the unexpected stranger. Come to snatch away their precious things, forgetting things that matter, regretting dreams that shatter in this place where every face displays the lack of trust, the lack of peace. Plus, no one really knows what's happening in the Middle East. I remember learning of the Illuminati of the beast, shivering inside me deep beneath the cold can reach. I told myself I'd always keep my mind as free as speech, open and prepared, educated and aware of all the world's affairs and the world leaders' intentions. But them shape-shifting aliens specialise in deception, coupled out with heavy sessions, finding blessing, increasing convalescence. Voices in my head teaching me lessons wish I'd never learned. Zeus burn, it's in the tray and still smoking. Mind is in a state and still open, although it's been consumed by the fumes and the writing on the runes. Tempest stands strong in the storm and summers the monsoon. And yo, it seems like there's nothing to believe in sometimes. The city looks so pretty when the evening sun shines over the Thames. Now and again I hurt, everybody hurts. Pain is just a catalyst for change, it's not a curse. But there's nothing to believe in sometimes. City looks so pretty when the evening sun shines over the Thames. Now and again I hurt, everybody hurts. Pain is just a catalyst for change, it's not a curse. It's the man who walks with his hands tied, caught in the landslide, can't understand why he's failed to achieve the dreams he forgot he had. This is what this city will do. Most conceal the bad inside them, dress themselves in grey suits, tighten up the noose around their neck, shirt and tie of hurt regret. They're financially adept, emotionally stressed, move around the tube like a monster with a thousand heads, and crowds that take their breath, so eager to get on and do. You make a wage from 9 to 5, ignore the man in front of you who's dying, suffocating on his poverty. You're passing by what even me is. I have come, you feel so morally right, because you swallowed the fire inside your hollowing pipe. For you tomorrow is bright, you still feel sorrow at night, because you extinguished the flames. Plus you gave away your power when you gave away your name, and you became a number in the system, a statistic as you blunder through existence, saying nothing because they took away your voice. Worst part is it was your choice. You pay for water, for shelter, for heat and for food, but you're unprotected, you're scared stiff and you're screwed up, living solitary lives in solitary confinement while they're killing innocent men for fuel and ruining the environment. If they planted fields of hemp, fuel prices would be cured. Those that benefit from the state of things can rest assured. Joe, the chairman of the board, he knows the score is getting paid, probably as a rocket prepared to blast him into space. When the time comes, stationed on the moon to call his home, as we burn, the end is nigh, yo. This is surely known by all of us, deep down inside ourselves, it's all gone on too long. Fuck the bushes and the Rothschild, the fire, the chip and keep your mind strong. Rewind songs, reread books to teach your lessons, communicate with those you deem to be wise. Me, I can't sleep nights, up with the stars and the giants, extend through the tempest, immersed in the science. Yo, mental appliance, yo, mental, yo, appliance. Ayo, it feels like there's nothing to believe in sometimes. The city looks so pretty when the evening sun shines over the Thames. Now and again I hurt, everybody hurts. Pain
pain is just a catalyst for change. It's not a curse, but there's nothing to believe in sometimes. City looks so pretty when the evening sun shines. Over the Thames, now and again I hurt, everybody hurts. Yo, pain is just a catalyst for change. It's not a curse. Yo, pain is just a catalyst for change. It's not a curse. Yo, pain is just a catalyst, yo. Just a catalyst, yo. Yo. Central, the tempest, the crooked man, crooked man. Yo.
So that was Central the Tempest with Catalyst, and next we have the Fabric Glaciers. Thank you. We're just having a few earthing problems here in the studio, so we're just doing a bit of cable fiddling, so you've got to listen to me witter for a bit. So anyway, that was the Fabric Glaciers. The next song is going to be by a wonderful band from Ireland, Stiff Little Fingers, and this song is called Suspect Device. Are we ready to go, Mark?
I think so.
It's a level of material planet in my head. It's a suspect device, just a tooth and death. The solution to all the problems they put up the walls. All inside time and primus. When it's your weekend, fuck off. They play the games of power.
Suspect Device by the Stiff Little Fingers. Now we have a bit of Venetian Snares, Galumb Egidal.
Big up the edit, making an appearance in the studio.
Bit of Venetian Snares. Oh, thanks, Mark. And next we're going to have Alan Moore and Tim Perkins, Stars and Garters.
Right from the start, existence was a worry. There have always been these long, nail-biting scratches of anxiety. After the fuss and fireball of that first big bang, there was no follow-up. Just silent blackness lasting for millennia. The elements of substance were in place, but form would still take time. One flash, then that uncertain pause. The universe as a substandard firework no one dare approach. Was that it? Protracted hush in that vast auditorium. Occasionally a cough of gamma rays. The tense pre-curtain dark extended for a thousand centuries. First night nerves there in that first night. The quantum tingle of anticipation. Nobody knows what to expect at this unprecedented matinee. The author, if there is one, has no track record. The black decor yields no clue as to the drama yet to come, save to suggest it may not be a comedy. What if it's something difficult and modern? Samuel Beckett with neutrinos. Meanwhile, the racket of existence tuning up. A rhythm quartet of primeval powers, the weak force, gravity, electromagnetism, the strong force, four titanic virtuosi, newly born and unrehearsed. There's no sheet music, there's no set list. Nothing for it now but improv jazz, although let's keep it tight, no room for solos. If the start conditions of the cosmos should be out by only half a beat, the weak force weaker, or the strong force fractionally more butch, then matter will not fix, and things will have no glue, no riff, just an undifferentiated background noise. The long, uneasy silence following the first event extends. The darkness shifts uncomfortably, and then, above, just as we've given up on them, one at a time, the stars come on. Imagine it. The stage lights go up slowly on this theatre of marvels. The breathtaking glamour of the painted background flats, their incandescent detail. Glimmering cloud towers risen from the nebulae like fingers, baby suns condensing at their tips along a diamond cuticle, atomic decoration. The sheer grandeur of this set design illuminates the whole amphitheater that surrounds it. Seats of mass arranged in orbit rings, and comets bustling like ushers with their torches in the aisles, alert for boisterous pulsars or for singularities, furtively snogging in the blackout with their mouths wide open. All around these shimmering furnitures in their Magellanic plush. Proscenium galaxies to frame the action, chandeliers of constellation. Planets call about the fresh-lit suns, last-minute touches to the scenery before the play commences. Where are the performers? Save for the occasional Greek chorus of a meteor storm, the spangled boards are empty. The harsh spotlight of the now awaits the opening act, awaits life's debut, messy and unpolished, disappointingly underattended. Many of our earliest creation stories, our first act scenarios, seem to give top billing to a snake. Sometimes it slides around a tree, or sometimes coils the world about. Perhaps it has two heads, or is instead two separate serpents winding up the shaft of a caduceus towards winged godhead. DNA, the double helix, puts itself together accidentally from lifeless chemicals, while overhead the firmament flares into being. In our every cell, furled at the nucleus, there is a ribbon 2 yards long and just 10 atoms wide. Over 100 million miles of DNA in every human individual, enough to wrap 5 million times around our world and make the Midgard serpent blush for shame, make even the Ouroboros worm swallow hard in disbelief. This snake god, nucleotide twice twisted, scaled in adenine and cytosine, in thiamine and in guanine, is a one-man show. Will be the actors, props and setting, be the apple and the garden both. The player bides his time, awaits his entrance to a drum roll of igniting binaries. This is the only dance in town, this anaconda tango, this slow spiral up through time from witless dirt to paramecium, from blind mechanic organism to awareness. There below the birthing stars, life sways and improvises. Every poignant gesture drips with slapstick pathos, an unbearably affecting bravery. To dare this stage, this huge and overwhelming venue, squinting through the stellar footlights, hoping there's an audience, that there's someone there, but dancing anyway. But dancing anyway. That's how it starts in this primordial Odeon. The DNA, the life snake turning slowly underneath the nuclear spatter of the sky, the sequined canopy. The serpent's magic number, 23, is mirrored in the number of paired chromosomes within the human recipe. This is the gorgeous worm described by Lady Frieda Harris in the luminous Thoth tarot she devised with Crowley. R221, the universe, the path that reaches up the Kabbalistic tree from Malkut, the dominion of unknowing matter, up towards the higher planes of sentience arranged above. Upon the card, the snake uncoils in languid ecstasy, surrounded by the elements and ringed by glittering zodiac. But who's the woman that it dances with so erogenously? Who's that girl? In those creation stories where the serpent gets a speaking part, a woman's usually involved. Take Eden. In the orthodoxy of the Golden Dawn, it's said that Eve and Adam were at first hermaphrodite immortal beings, although possibly of limited potential. With the fall, for making love and also a fruit salad from the tree of good and evil, they're cast out into the mortal world of sex and death, where they bear sons, a murderer and a victim. This is only comprehensible if Eve and Adam were amoebas, even to the detail of Eve sprouting from her husband's side. Immortal and hermaphrodite, they could not know of good and evil, know of anything save simple cell division. No potential. Winding down the world tree's bowels, the serpent of the double helix plots cold-blooded strategy. If there is to be progress, then there must be sex. There must be death, and all Earth's children, all the myriad creatures, must destroy each other to survive. Into mortality and evolution, we descend. We fall. These dance steps, love and death and loss and war, are in our choreography from the beginning. Here is Cromwell wrapped in musket smoke. Here is Rossetti weeping by the graveside. Here is Macken watching Amy die and plunged in an abyss of grief, life with its ups and downs. Look closely at the dance. You'll notice that the woman leads. The serpent lets her guide its every move. Who is she? See her circle, see her tilt and arch and curtsy, see her dip. She is our solace and our comfort in this wilderness of stars. When the bereaved Rossetti tries to resurrect his love in paint and canvas, it is she, sat at his side, who steers the brush. She who leads Macken out of pain and up the hill of dreams. Look closer still, and she is hardly there at all. Pale and ethereal, translucent, made from moonlight. She is life's sole partner in this waltz of being, yet she is imaginary. More than this, she is imagination. The most beautiful and splendid partner we could ever need, could ever hope for. Naked save for moonshine, save the borrowed finery of Isis and Selene, she inspires our dance to new and unfamiliar steps, gives us the come on. Sexier than anything, imagination moves our feet upon the rungs of the genetic ladder, leads us from insensate slime and into consciousness, dances us up from dumb, cold mud into the blazing heavens. This, then, is the universe, the great romance. Flesh and imagination cling and glide beneath a wash of stars. Awareness spirals up, out from the white and dark of conscious circumstance, into the lunar shimmer up above, into the dream.
With Snakes and Ladders, and now we have Tenacious D with Cubasa.
Dude, we gotta fucking write something new. Come on.
I don't like that. So far, off to a bad start. Better, closer, warmer. And that's it. Okay. I'm shooting my juice right in your caboose. Now fucking get it on.
Tenacious D with Cubasa.
And dude, now, that was TNT.
This Why is haven't you Dead learned Press anything?
Man, that school shit is a joke. The same people who control the school system control the prison system and the whole social system ever since slavery.
Some redneck crackers. Right around the time Third Base dropped the Cactus album, but I was Reed Malcolm. I changed my name in 89, cleaning parts of my brain like a baby nine. I took a history class serious, front row every day of the week, third period, fucking with the teacher's head, calling them racist. I try to show them crackers some light, they couldn't face it. I got my diploma from a school called Rickers, full of teenage mothers and drug dealing niggas in the hallways. The popo was always present, searching through niggas' possessions, looking for dope and weapons. Get your lessons. That's what my moms kept stressing. I tried to pay attention, but their classes weren't interesting. They seemed to only glorify the Europeans, claiming Africans
Americans with only 3/5 of human beings.
They schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we could get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies. Straight bullshit. Bullshit.
Like a 12-step brainwash camp. They make you think if you drop out, you ain't got a chance to advance in life. They try to make you pull your pants up. Students fight the teachers and get took away in handcuffs. And if that wasn't enough, then they expel you. All your people's understanding, but to them, you a failure. Observation and participation, my favorite teachers. When they beat us in the head with them books, it don't reach us. Whether you break dance or rock, suede, Adidas, or be in the bathroom with your clique smoking reefer, then you know they mad. Class ain't important unless you add enough cash and multiples. Unemployment ain't rewarding. They may as well teach us extortion. You either get paid or locked up. The principal is like a warden in the 4-year sentence. Mad niggas never finish, but that doesn't mean I couldn't be a doctor or a dentist.
They schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies. Straight bullshit. They schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies. Straight bullshit. Bullshit.
Schools ain't teaching us what we need to know to survive.
It's very simple. Think for yourself and question authority.
Crystallized with Lost in a Lost World.
I've heard whispers about the financial support your government receives from the drug industry.
Well, the irony of this, of course, is that this money, which is in the billions, is coming from your country. You see, you are the major purchaser of our national product, which is, of course, cocaine.
On one hand, you're saying the United States government is spending millions of dollars to eliminate the flow of drugs onto our streets. At the same time, we are doing business with the very same government that is flooding our streets with cocaine.
Mm-hmm. See. Let me show you a few of the other characters that are involved in this tragic comedy.
I'm on the border of Bolivia, working for pennies, treated like a slave. The coca fields have to be ready. The spirit of my people is starving, broken and sweaty, dreaming about revolution, looking at my machete. But the workload is too heavy to rise up in arms, and if I ran away, I know they'd probably murder my moms. So I pray to Jesucristo when I go to the mission, process the cocaine paste and play my position.
Okay, listen, Juan Valdez, just get me my product before we chop off your hands for workers' misconduct. I got the power to shoot a copper and not get charged, and it would be sad to see your family in front of a firing squad. So to feed your kids, I need these bricks, 40 tons in total, let me test it. Indeed, this is good, pass me a tissue, and don't worry about them, I paid off the official.
Yo, it don't come as a challenge, I'm the son of some of the phallus, elected by my people, the only one on the ballot, born and bred to consort with feds. I laugh at fate, and assassinate my predecessor to have his place in a third world fashion state. Lock the nation with 90% of the wealth and 10% of the population. A central intelligence agency takes weight faithfully, the finest type of China, white and cocaine you'll see.
Honey, I'm home, never mind where your bank account suddenly grown. It's funny, we're so out of this debt for this money we owe with ya. When have I told you that I had two governments overthrown to keep our son enrolled in a private school and to keep our tummy swollen? Come on, our fucking home was built on a foundation of bloody throats, the hungry stolen of their souls. Of course this country's running coke. I took a stunning oath to hush the ones who know. The CIA conducts the flow for these young hustlers that lust for dough.
I go work in the hood, hit my connect. That's what's really good, and supply work to the hood. These suits fucking crack me up, scrutinize like we inferior, petrified when we meet in my area. My goons will shoot till I say so. You got the loot, give me the yay yay like ice cubes, so don't play with my yay yo. We won't stop you bastards, my street scramblers chop it and bag it.
Taking pictures and tapping phones, debating snitches and cracking codes. Fast to cuff or blast the foe on any hustler stacking dough. Just pump and crack a blow, and my overtime is where your taxes go. Or gain your trust, get you the hand, wait to us, cause we paid up front on the low with cameras taping you. Getting pop away, the prison sentence is doomed. Make the collar to leave with two keys out the evidence room.
Went my fame, truck, boat, or plane, they watching you. You think you got work? They copping too. We control blocks, they lock countries and own companies. We had nice cars and sneaker money. Now it's players out there talking about they holding. The bucks in their house like they down south with windows open. Your dough ain't long, you wrong, you take shorts and soon. Feds will be up in your mouth like forks and spoons. So enjoy the rush, live plush off coke bread. Soon you'll be in a cell with me like Jenny Lopez. In the school I was a bully, now life is fully a joke. I keep afloat on a boat for Peruvian coke. Players do favors for governors and tax makers. Fat Quakers smoke crack and sex acts with bad mayors. The walls got ears, you big mouths probably scared, not prepared to do years like Javier.
The story just told is an example of the path that drugs take on their way to every neighborhood and every state in this country. It's a lot deeper than the niggas on your block. So when they point the finger at you, brother man, this is what you gotta tell them.
I'm not guilty. You're the one who's guilty. Lawmakers, the politicians, the Colombian drug lords, all you who lobby against making drugs legal, just like you did with alcohol during the Prohibition, you're the one who's guilty. I mean, come on, let's kick the ballistics here. Ain't no Uzis made in Harlem. Not one of us in here owns a poppy field. This thing is bigger than
Immortal Technique.
This is big business. This is the American way.
Back to the motherland.
Eat to him your age for a wedding gift. The best deed of the white man. That means everything you strive.
Me
this is American
Osborne. I stand alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder, incorporated, organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein controls, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher and murder the people that keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery for the communist gangster government and con artist parroting puppet gangster playboy scum on top. From this worse gangster police state using all of the deadly gangster Frankenstein controls. Projection of deadly touch tarantula spiders. Worldwide living death. Worldwide living death. Worldwide living death. Worldwide living death. Death, 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 death.
Was lying to us.
Worldwide, systematic, instant plastic surgery, butchering, murder, fake aging so all people are dead or useless by 870. Done at night to you, the Frankenstein slave, parroting puppet gangster slave. Now even you know I am a menace to your worldwide mad, deadly communist gangster computer god. Therefore, I must go to extermination before I am exterminated by this gangster computer god, this puppet controlled, worst marginal, organized crime, murder incorporated gangster communist government. I hand you the secrets to save the entire human race and the entire universe. We'll be right back.
Okay, so I'll just do a quick recap on what we've been listening to. A wee while we had ago, we had Immortal Technique with Peruvian Cocaine. After that was Public Enemy, A Thin Line Between Law and Rape. And that you just listened to was the wonderful Americanized by Venetian Snares. So now we're going to have a chumba shipment, and I've just got to read this title out because it's brilliant. Super Intelligent Monster Transvestites Invading Your Personal Space.
Checking out Big Willie Key. He been tricking a lot of bills on me. I think I'm showing something tonight. A lap dance, I would say. Yeah, that's what I'ma do. Yeah.
I'm like a freak from Hunts Point, the Bronx and the GOAT. Wear my drawers in tight mode, naked with no coat. Walking around, I see you's about to lose her. The honey with white boots and hair like Medusa. Brown skin fine, I drink a body like wine and throw the wax on it and watch two cheeks shine. I drunk a 40, I'm up in here feeling naughty. I like the go-go girl, go ahead work it shorty. I got no time to trick on the average girl. I'm in paradise, caught up in the booty world. And for you regular honeys, trying to play fly. I ain't no chemical, no bank in your human eye. I like my spot, everybody's butt naked. Punk with G-strings, watching hot mama shake it. I got my beer, viewing from the back rear. Your brother man, pass it right over here. I got the ease off the stress, like a 8 to 5. Keeping the real facts, the panties wanna get live. Change the pace up, yo Jimmy, turn the bass up. Yo baby,
what's up?
Don't crush it when you sit up on it.
Yo baby,
what's up?
Don't rush it when I sit up on it.
Yo baby,
what's up?
Don't crush it when you sit up on it.
Yo baby,
what's up?
Don't rush it when I sit
I
up on it.
I see you scoping me, the fourth time you cut your eye. Let the brother there catch wreck, then tell the man goodbye. I'm next on the menu, running up and in you. With seven rubbers on me, don't try to discontinue. We got the bump and grind, crank up the R. Kelly. Delicious kicking, no leather like I'm Fonzarelli. I ordered two drinks to think while you show me pink. Summer Eve breeze and woo when it don't stink. I'm in the mix like Funky Master Flex. I'm shooting jism, then after you could pick up next. I watch you shake it like palm trees in California. Now you a lady, mature and I'm rubbing on ya. I got my Phantom mask, I'm on the dolo. I slipped in my tip, then bonus sweetie look like yo-yo. She had a good time, knees bent in the chair. She said get wild, I like it when you pull my hair. I gave her cream and rubbed it on her black boots. I see a packed house in different color body suits. I'm in the front row, chilling on the down low, checking her dog style. She scoped by Astro. I'm from the back here, smooth with tons of grease. Denver in Texas and Cali on back to east. She hitting switches and watch she make a low rise. Yo baby,
what's up?
Don't crush it when you sit up on it.
Yo baby,
what's up?
Don't rush it when I sit up on it.
Yo baby,
what's up?
Don't crush it when you sit up on it.
Yo baby,
what's up?
Don't rush it when I sit up on it.
Yo baby,
what's up?
Don't crush it when you sit up on it.
Yo baby,
what's up?
Don't rush it when I sit up on it.
It's 3 o'clock, the morning shift's about to come. Watching Goldie Lap dance, that great honey ain't no slump. I guess my workout, my slickest hand from every angle. She's on the job right, cutie pie sipping tango. I got a pill for real, $100 bill. I'm coming straight up and not for a breakfast meal. This ain't no Burger King, this ain't no White Castle. Not like some ugly girls and Bentley's trying to give a hassle. I like the slot machine, busting nuts mean. Slippery wet, lubrication like Valvoline. I'm pulling nylon, your dead up G to the side. Feeling soft flesh, I'm hard, I'ma let her ride. Jump up and down, get live like House of Pain, leaving them soaked wet, the silk with a tan stain. I reach the climax, she's happy with her orgasm. Go, girl! Yo, baby,
what's up?
Don't crush it when you sit up on it.
Yo, baby,
what's up?
Don't rush it when I sit up on it.
Yo, baby,
what's up?
Don't crush it when you sit up on it.
Yo, baby,
what's up?
Don't rush it when I sit up on it.
Yo, baby,
what's up?
Don't crush it when you sit up on it.
Yo, baby,
what's up?
Don't rush it when I sit up on it.
Yo, baby,
what's up?
Don't crush it when you sit up on it.
Yo, baby,
what's up?
Don't rush it when I sit up on it.
That one's called Regular Girl. And after this, we're going to have Shizuo Moshi Moshi. Thank you.
So yeah, there we go. That was Mushy Mushy by Shizuo. And now we get Narsenbluten for all those people out there who like a bit of that kind of thing. And this one's called Big Cunts.
Kate, how are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I understand you're besotted with someone.
Yeah.
She's got that kind of besotted timbre in her voice.
It's just a really impossible thing, that's all.
Why?
She's in love with a stoner deadhead.
That's a priest.
No, listen, this is serious. It's really grievous, I know, but you know Bones from Midnight Oil? I just think he's the hottest thing I've ever seen. He just looks so good in his tight black jeans at every concert I've ever been to.
I think he's given his soul to Jesus. Not to you.
That sounds a little bit, G-word. Have you ever met him?
No, I haven't. Everyone says, I know he's from New Zealand. I always have fights with all my friends. Like, they're always saying, Peter Gifford's a better bass player and what have you.
And he is too. Hello there, Rory, how are you?
Hello there.
Oh, Rory.
Rory, take off the computer. We want the real voice. I'm gonna dump you.
Rory, now what?
I'm going to dump you, Rory.
Oh, Rory's got too many problems to even worry about, but David has problems, but I think you can help him, Helen.
Oh, fuck off!
So there we go, yeah, lovely bit of comedy radio madness there from the people down under. And this one is a second last track, and it's by a chap called, I think it's called Brolek, but he spells it with an 8, so it's 8, the number 8, R-O-L-E-K, Ace of Polish chap, and this one's called Repeated Fall. By Repeated Fail. And then for the final set for a song for me tonight, and I'm going to be handing over to Mark P, we've got something by the Rollins Band, and this one's entitled Men Are Pigs.
In, out, in, out, in,
oh, baby,
out.
You got to be good to your man.
In,
you
out.
Look so hard. For you, baby.
In,
you gotta be good to your man.
Out,
baby.
In,
all day long he's out there bringing home the bacon for you.
In,
baby. Sticking his nose
out,
up the boss's ass for you.
In,
baby. He wants to
out,
call you.
Out,
baby.
Mama.
Out, you gotta be good to your man.
Out,
you gotta make him feel good.
In,
that's your job. You gotta make him feel good.
In,
you know how to do it.
Out,
you have to use your mouth.
Out,
look into his eyes.
In,
take him into the bedroom.
In,
lay him down.
Out,
You have to make them feel good. That's your job. You gotta make them feel good. And now you're doing it. You're using your mouth. And you're making them feel good. Listen to his breathing. In, out, in, out. You're making him feel good. He's patting you on your head and calling you baby. Now,
out.
Reach
in,
up,
out, in,
higher,
out,
higher,
in,
underneath. Pillow,
in, out,
get
in,
the knife,
out.
Cut it off, the whole thing, cut it off, go to the kitchen, wash that shit out of your mouth, cut it off, the whole thing, do it, tonight, put it in an envelope, send it to me, Rollins, P.O. Box 2461, Redondo Beach, California, 90278, USA, men are pigs, yeah, cut it off, do it, tonight.
Ladies, no one understands you like I do.
Sorry, that's fucking hilarious. Anyway, oh, that's starting again. We'll stop that.